And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky. Gooper, Gooper.
Hello. To catch you unawares then, sorry about that.
I was suddenly thinking about something entirely different.
Stop it.
I have been doing quite a lot recently.
Okay.
Hey, well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a brilliant show this week. And we're really excited, aren't we? Because we've got some really good news about Lord Bishop Rocks.
Yes.
Which we'll be talking about actually any second now. We've also got, I'd like to tell you, this is The Needles.
Oh, yes. Always forgetting.
Still haven't got round to the new beds yet. But one of the bands we play on this week's show will be instrumental in the new beds. Instrumental in the new beds.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Always getting the right words. And we've got a word of the week.
Have we?
It's quite straightforward. It's what happens when you stick your knob in McDonald's liquid confectionery. That's right. And then you stick it in your lover's mouth for chocolatey pork fun. Because it is mostly made out of, you know, their McDonald's milkshakes are mostly made out of pig fat.
Right. So, no, I didn't know that.
Look, so it makes sense. Right. It makes sense. It's a cockolate milkshake. Lord Bishop Rocks. I love Lord Bishop Rocks, and so do you.
Mr. Lord.
And more importantly, Lord Bishop Rocks loves us as well, and he's about to go on tour. The tour starts at the end of this
month
in the UK. Is it UK and Ireland? Or
I don't know. It's definitely UK.
We will have all the dates.
I think it's Europe as well.
We will have all the dates on our website and our MySpace page, but certainly we are sponsoring at least the UK leg of the tour.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we're going to play Lord Bishop every week for the foreseeable future.
Brilliant.
We're going to push the bish. We're going to bash the bish. You're going to go and see him because it's sex rock all over the place.
Sex rock, that's it.
And the album that we've got that we're going to be featuring tracks from, because we did do a Lord Bishop special just over a year ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
The album is called Power to the People. Now, we're playing a slow one this week because I'd like to combine our promoting of the Lord Bishop Rocks tour with a little tribute to James Brown, who, as you know, died recently. Apparently the last word he said was, ow!
Not good God, then.
No.
Good God!
Ow!
Take me to the bridge.
Ow! Take me to the bridge. Ow! Take me to the gates. Ow!
Did he die on Christmas Day, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I think, yeah.
In typical style. And it was funny, because I've been having a chat with someone, but an hour before I heard, about how my favourite James Brown song was Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. And then I heard this very sad news. Yeah. Tell them James Brown sent you. Ow! So, if it's all right with you lot out there in Punky Podcast land, we're going to start off with a relatively slow song, and it's called Everyone That's Cool Is Dead.
Right.
It's by Lord Bishop Rocks, and as far as I'm concerned, it's been dedicated to James Brown. You got a problem with that?
No.
Good. Because if you had done, there really would have been trouble. What I want to know is, what is Lord Bishop Rocks' website?
I should know this. LordBishopRocks.org?
Well...
Or something like that.
The website we've got on here is lordbishop.org.
Right. Okay.
So
I knew it was .org.
What I'm going to do, and I don't think we've ever done this before, but I'm going to give you half a point. Because it is possible he's got a new website. He's got a MySpace, so we will definitely have him on our MySpace page from now on. But anyway, this is Everyone That's Cool Is Dead.
Watch TV. Read the news. Another girl is crying the blues. Jimmy dies, they lie about the reason why. When Elvis dies, ain't no drug lies. Janice is dead, Brian Jones laying at the bottom of the pool bed. Otis playing Kurt, shotgun to the brain. Bye bye, buddy. See you later, Mr. Stevie Ray. We miss you, John Lennon, and Mr. Morrison, too. Mr. Marley, sing No Woman, No Cry. Mr. Marley, please sing No Woman, No Cry. Mr. Marley, sing No Woman, No Cry. Please, Mr. Marley, sing No Woman, No Cry. I say everyone that's cool is dead.
Everyone that's cool is dead.
I say everyone that's cool is dead.
Everyone that's cool is dead.
Say everyone that's cool is dead.
Everyone that's cool is dead.
Say everyone that's
Not wrong.
Not our usual thing, I grant you. A little bit slower than usual.
Yeah.
But it's a nice introduction to Lord Bishop on what is going to be a very chilled out show.
Oh, let's hope. Because it is detox week.
It's detox week. It's very definitely detox week.
We are detoxing.
My goodness. I never thought I'd say this, but I actually do have to detox.
You and me both.
And interestingly, I said, didn't I, that every single band we're playing on the show this week, while that one was on, we've got some vested interest in some way, or they're friends of the show in some way, some more ridiculous than others. But the Planet Smashers, of course, are signed to Mike McGee's label. We saw them just before Christmas at Junction 7.
Yep, God, ages ago.
And Matt Smasher is a bad man.
He seemed quite a nice chap to me, didn't
he? Yeah, until he took me up to the bar and said, let's do some shots.
Oh, right, yeah.
Hey, MySpace, latest comments.
Okay.
You don't like MySpace anymore, do
Fuck
you?
Fuck MySpace.
Yeah.
Fuck MySpace.
I love it.
Fuck it.
Yes. And now, it's a very easy way to get in touch with us on the comments page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment, up to 2,500 characters, although I recommend you don't reach any more than about 400.
No.
We get bored after that, really.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's loads on our MySpace page, and there's an increasing amount on there as well. First and off, for Mr. Oogie, now this didn't qualify for Poetry Corner, because if you want to get on Poetry Corner, you have to email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner.
Yes.
Mr. Oogie didn't do that.
No.
But what a poem.
What a poem.
Hey, I don't remember where to send poems. I don't know if this is a proper entry, but here it is anyway. Hickory Dickory Dock, Tony was sucking Paul's cock. The clock struck two, Paul dumped his goo and dropped him at the end of the block.
Yeah, it's not the best poem though, is it?
What a lovely poem. Girls, substitute your name for Tony. Next up, now, Graham from It's a Frog's Life.
Yes. Right.
Now, we accused him
of being somebody else.
Of being on holiday. I'm not reading out that comment, I'm reading out this one, because everything ties in this week. Mm. I don't know if you're thanking me or cursing me, not that I give a shit, but the almighty Bobby found out about Punky because of me. Oh, you're responsible, are
Thanks.
You, Graham? I don't think Poetry Corner will ever be the same again. I don't either. Thanks for the New Year mention on your last show. The number of people subscribing dropped by at least 10 after you said about my BC Podshow page. So who said it's not worth selling out? If you give me a mention from my proper website, I might even buy a Punky t-shirt. If you don't give me another mention, I'll tell more weirdos, smacktards and twonks like the slightly average blobu about your show. Graham, Liverpool, UK. It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. Website, itsafrogslife.net/podcast. Graham, nice. If you haven't ordered a t-shirt, I'm going to come up to Liverpool, and in a rare occurrence, I'm going to nick your tyres.
Nice.
And, right, last week we got one from Amanda Nardenarden.
Yes.
Didn't we? Which we've decided is a new name.
Yep.
And she says, by the way, TTYS.
Uh-huh.
It means talk to you soon.
Right.
Small box heads. Psst.
Small box heads.
You small box heads.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Best ever.
Detox, you say?
I don't live in the Philippines.
Don't you?
I live in Brunei, which is very near Malaysia, and I'm English. My parents are expats, that's why I'm here. Just to let you know, Purgy.
I said it was beyond me a B, didn't I?
Yeah, you said it started with a B, and I said, look, he lives in Brunei, must be loaded. He said his dad's a teacher or something, so we know he's not.
Ah.
But anyway, Purgy, sorry about that. But from where we are, it's close.
Yeah.
Last one. Rushing through these. Last one. This is from Eddie Hitler.
Oh, I've met him.
Well, that might be what this is about.
Oh.
Fantastic comedy night on Friday, Paul, I must say. It was. More of that later.
It was wicked.
Despite microphone problems, Jeff Green was on form, and it really was the best performance of Breach with Green so far. Yes, it
yes,
was.
Yes, it was.
Tony, you now know
the
how
magic.
Good that is.
The
yeah.
magic.
You've witnessed the magic. And it was nice to meet you finally, Tony.
Thank you.
I must admit, I wouldn't have recognised you at all if it wasn't for Paul saying, and here's Tony. The peroxide hair and goatee threw me off completely. Beard's off in a few days.
Beard's going now,
we'll
yeah.
find
I'm
out why later.
All right.
Well, enough of me complimenting you fanny badgers. Till the next time, fuck off. Peace and love, shittiots. Dean, a.k.a. Eddie Hitler.
He's a nice chap, though.
He's a great
he's
boy.
He's not fooling anyone.
He's a lovely man, and he's got a lovely bird.
Yeah, I didn't really get a chance to talk to him, did I? I surely should
have. What, to him or her?
To him.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Why not?
Yeah, I hardly spoke to him.
No. I hardly spoke to you, but more of that later.
But more of that later.
Okay, so, Podcast Alley. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Go to punkradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important Please Vote For Us link. Just click that and enter your email address. Also, a subject and a comment, if you so wish. We read out the best comments. I think we've got about 50 votes so far.
And we've got loads of comments, so most of these are from last week, aren't
right.
they?
Right. We're still playing catch-up, are we?
Yeah, we're playing catch-up.
That's fair enough. Milky Pants!
Milky Pants.
In case you're a world-class box head, Punky is the best podcast ever. Seriously, it makes Kittenbloods cry.
Kittenblood.
Jesus listens to Punky. You should too. From Cause of Rebellion.
Nice. Well, hopefully James Brown will be listening to Punky now.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Keep up the good work, Mars Bars lovers. Punky tastes great. Awesome head of hit. Eddie Shitler.
Oh, right, we got him on as well, did we?
Yes. Again, nice to meet you on Friday.
Well, maybe we've given him his girlfriend some ideas.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Got more. Oh, yeah.
Make sure you stick it in the fridge first, though.
Ooh. Gooba Gabba Guada.
Hey!
Hello, my wonderful friends at Punky.
Hello.
I start a new school on the 4th because of that trouble I told you about at school. I guess something that happened in a dressing room, don't stay there.
What?
But I surely spread the word of Punky as I did at my old school. That is, if the gangs here don't shoot me.
Nah.
But that's okay. I'll call on Super Tony and Powerful Paulie to defend me.
We will defend you.
Well, must be off and have some fun saying the title and hope you like my poem I sent y'all from Sex in the Can.
Thank you, Sex in the Can. I hope the new school works out for you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for the comment and last week's poem, wasn't it?
Let's hope you don't get shot.
Fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Crosshairs fingered. Do you like what I've done there?
I like it.
I do, I've just thought of that.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm wasted in here. Actually, I'm not for the first time in a fortnight.
No, we're detoxing.
Detox. Fucking hell.
Smacktards Unite. We'll be sending you CDs soon.
Excellent.
I know it has been nearly a year since I said that, but it is true, because a new Fusigish album is
brilliant.
Due in Feb, so it makes sense to send it all then.
Yes, it does.
It was supposed to come out in July, hence the wait. Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Here is some South African slang for you.
And alcohol.
Babalas. Boobalas. Boobalas.
Uh-huh. Boobalas.
The hangover from hell. Fondly called a Barbie. The boobalas is no mythical beast, but look at yourself in the mirror and you'll wonder as you examine that furry tongue slithering in a mumbling parched mouth, puffy eyelids scraping bloodshot eyeballs. Blimey. Comes from the Zulu word. Ibhabhalizi.
I think that might be quite well said, actually.
Ibhabhalizi.
Ibhabhalizi. Give the dog a bone.
Detox. Always detoxing.
Always detoxing.
Poop hole, Afrikaans. Idiot, twit. Poop hole, enough said. Don't be a poop hole. Oi, oi, great show. Cox, Max and all the best 2007 from Jay Bones in South Africa.
Yeah, and we love Fusigish. We played on one of our first ever shows.
Very early.
They started listening to us very, very early on, and they're still there, and we love them. And Fusigish, yes, you get that album to us, we will feature
definitely.
It. And we'll play whatever tracks you
we're
want to fit.
We're definitely the first South Africans to get in
you
touch.
You lovely man. Well, because he's got a label as well, and we're hoping to do a South African label special. We'll sort it all out.
Well remembered.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Punky.
Hello.
Hello, my Royal Emperors of X-Rated Punky.
How are you?
Yes,
that's us.
I'm shit.
Oh,
my
dear.
Wallet got stolen, and so did my cell phone. Pissed me off. Well, I guess it's a good thing I got it back from my licence in it. Now I don't have to go down to the DMV and get a new one.
Good.
American DMVs are hell.
Yes, they are.
Those bum-sniffing cock-rockers take so damn long. Well, I must be off, then. I hope you got that poem I sent you and you liked it. All hail Emperor Paul and his man, Maiden Tony. From Adam, a.k.a. Sex in the Can. Again!
Sex in the Can again? How did that happen?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I've read the person who's compiled the messages.
But yeah, that shows how old that comment is, because we read the poem out last week.
Yeah. In the more recent one, I'm now Super Tony and Powerful Paulie. So.
These things happen.
Anyway, that's the podcast, Alan. Please vote for us.
Very good. Right, we might as well get on with the next one then.
Might as well do.
Next song Now, as I say, every single record on the show this week is in some way connected with us. And this one is Silver. Silver are from Finland, by the way. I think we're from Finland.
Right.
And but they're on the Bad Afro label. You know, we've got our mate Lars at Bad Afro.
Yeah.
Sweatmaster, etc.
Yeah.
Silver on there as well. And Silver just rock. This album never stops rocking. It's called World Against World. We have played a track of it before. I think we played the Personal Decay before. But we're playing the song we're playing this week is Only Boring People Get Bored.
Right.
And you know what?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, no, I'm saying you're no longer a boring person. But more of that,
oh, thank you.
Later on in the show.
Okay.
What I want to know is, now, I don't think, if Silver have got a website, I couldn't find it.
Right.
I think they're on MySpace. We'll find it. What I want to know is, what is Bad Afro's website?
Is it badafros.dk?
It is. It's one and a half to a half.
Brilliant.
This is like the Ryder Cup of punky. If you like sport, you'd know about that.
Not a clue.
It don't matter. So anyway, here goes then. This is Only Boring People Get Bored, and make sure that you check them out somehow on the interweb nets things.
There's a great party going on tonight, I'd love to dance, she said. Okay, I replied and rolled over in my bed. We live like rats in an open cage without leaving, she said. Okay, I replied and once again I rolled over in my bed.
That's good. I got that just right. I just remembered I needed these beds on.
Right.
And what I normally do is stick them onto the thing and press pause.
Oh, on the thing. Okay.
But I stuck them onto the thing, and as that finished, I scratched my beard. Like so.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Beard's mine's scratching. Going soon. I hate it.
Yeah, I love mine. Mine comes in very useful. And you could just hear the revving up of Mustang Lightning.
Mm.
Excellent.
Tasty.
Only Boring People Get Bored. That is a great track, as discussed. Right then, Tony, have you got a twat?
I have, sir, yes.
Excellent.
Okay, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. They are coming in now. My twat is no longer so dry.
Excellent.
But for quite frankly, I still need a few more. So make sure you email me.
You've fallen into a barrel of twat of late.
Yes. Okay, this is from Ems.
Hey!
It came through last week on the day we recorded the last Punky.
Alright.
But I'd already chosen the one, so here you go.
Ems is one of our favourites, but doesn't think she is.
No, but she is, and we always remember.
Yeah. Always remembering,
always remembering
Ems.
Okay, so, boo. I want to nominate the warm-up guy at Al Murray's TV show last night as a twat.
Oh, really?
On the 9th of January. He was crude and kept repeating the same thing about a donkey dick. I like Crude, but this guy just went on too far with some lame jokes. Basically, he's a twat. He wouldn't shut up. I could see quite a few times they were to start filming again, and he's fucking carrying on about a donkey dick and his Aussie wife.
A donkey dick and his Aussie wife?
I don't know.
I probably know who that is.
Really? I thought you might.
Yeah. I wonder who does the warm-ups for Al.
We should try and find out.
Because I think...
Donkey dick and Aussie wife, it doesn't ring any bells on me.
I'll think about it.
Okay. This is probably a lame twat, but he done my head in, and at least I'm not nominating bloody ex-boyfriends and all that crap you keep getting lately. From M's. Aw, bless.
Well, that's absolutely fair enough.
So
that's a short one.
Short twat, you ready?
Yeah.
So, the warm-up guy from Al Murray's TV show is a twat.
But if I know him,
then it might not be.
Yeah, I think I do. I know who Al used in the last series, but I'll find out.
Really?
I can ring up
the same guy, isn't
it? Well, I can ring up Al after the show and ask him. Yeah. Al, who does the warm-ups on your show?
Well, apparently, he's a twat.
Because we've had a complaint about him. Do you know, what's really annoying is Al did once say to me, I could do the warm-ups on his show. But I'm not with the same agency as him. And they said, no, well, you can only have people from our agency, because it's their agency that make the show as well.
It's like the mafia, isn't
it? And that was me, done out of fucking millions. Oh, it's happened so often. Anyway, time for Poetry Corner.
Okay.
Now, this week's one. I'm just going to read it out. I knew you would open this if I put sex in the subject.
That's all you did.
Yeah, and guess what I did? Anyway, I had a flash of inspiration and wrote a poem, but then I realised I didn't know where I should post it. So I figured I would send it to the Grand High Master. You are correct to do that. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner.
Grand High Master?
That's me, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Just because it was tonky last week, mate. Normal service has been resumed this week.
Yeah, detox, yeah.
Punky rocks, and here's a poem to welcome in 2007. Ode to Manly Tony and the sexual tension between Paul, Tony, and the lady who we all know Tony will meet online. More of that later on. Sung to the tune of the chorus of Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles. I'm going to do my best.
Right.
Punky sold out down the river like trout, and 07's the year of the Tony. He's drunk out his mind, and Paul can't touch his behind. Paul, there's always adult context for the lonely. Tony's dating online, pissed out of his mind, and Paul's his new fashion advisor. Paul says, Tony, let's fuck, and with any luck, no one will be any wiser. But Tony, it seems, had broken Paul's dreams by finding a single mum on some website. She bent over the bar and let out a gasp, and they basked in the glow of the nightlight. It's quite nice, that bit. Her name was Frau Twig, and she called herself Big, but everyone knew her as Scary. But Tony, they say, loved Miss Big anyway, and he pretended she wasn't so hairy. Said little Miss Big, my husband's on the oil rig, so Tony, please hurry on over. Tony let out a squeal, and like a trout on a reel, he frolicked with Miss Big in the clover. And that's my poem. Don't take it seriously, Tony. I'm sure you'll find yourself a lovely woman. And that's from the man whose pseudonym is Angry Cheetah.
That's wicked.
What a good poem.
You didn't write that?
No.
Wow.
No, and it came through a while ago.
That's scary.
It certainly is, though.
He should put the lottery on.
I might phone him up and ask him what this week's numbers are. But how about that, eh?
That is scary.
That is scary.
Yeah.
That's so scary, I think we ought to get on with the next song.
Pretty much.
Hello.
Might just move on.
Let's just move on, shall we? Because we're saving that for later in the
detox.
Show.
Detox.
Yeah, it's a detox special. Oh, yeah, it's a detox special.
Yeah.
Let's make it the detox special.
Yeah, it's going to be.
So, Freak 4, Tony.
Freak 4.
I've only just recently got this CD from Freak 4. It's called Live at the Farm. And it's a combination of instrumentals and singy-songies. And we're going to play a singy-songy this week. But we are going to get some instrumentals on this show as soon as I finally get round to it.
Right.
Now, you're lucky in that Freak 4 haven't got a website and are still setting up their MySpace. So it's going to stay 1.5 to 1/2.
Oh, so they haven't got a site at all?
They haven't got a site at all.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Cool.
But for half a point... Oh, no, because that would just make it more. I was going to say, what does the bloke out of Freak 4, who gave me the CD, what is his connection to me? But then you already know, I've told you.
Yeah, but I've got mine like a sieve and I can't remember.
Really?
Oh, no, I do know.
Yeah, what?
Is your hairdresser?
He cuts my hair.
Yeah. Brilliant.
He cuts my hair. What's left of it? He is responsible for my head, basically.
But not your comedy beard.
Mark, no. I sort that out myself.
Wicked.
So anyway, we're going to play this track from Freak Fort. We are going to find out some way that you can all get in touch with them ASAP. But this is called See That Girl. And if you do ever want to go to the barber's stroke, stylist stroke hairdressers, where Felix used to work as well.
Right.
It's called Doobie, and it's in Hitchin, and it's next to the knicker shop.
Know your dope fiend. Your life may depend on it.
Is fantastic mixing.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good mixing, Deck Boy.
Detox now. I can actually see the board.
Oh, no.
It's brilliant.
It does make a change.
My eyesight's
returned. It does make a change. Neither of us had any booze yesterday at all.
No.
And seeing it as we're sober.
Mm.
Oh, did you?
I had a few beers.
Oh, you... No, actually,
but that
yeah.
doesn't count.
Actually, though, no, you had six.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
But since then...
I had no beer. In fact, home. Last night... What was the date yesterday?
15th of January.
15th of January, 2007, Paul B. Edwards had no beer.
I did. But only because it was my good friend and drummer Corey's birthday,
yeah.
And it's his 30th.
Fair enough.
So I had six beers.
Fair enough. Significant dates mm-hmm. should definitely
be celebrated. Yes, they should.
Check you out, yeah.
Check my bad.
They should definitely be celebrated properly.
Yes.
So anyway, it's time to sell out.
Oh, the time
and,
again?
Yeah, and I was going to sell out about something different as well this week.
Right.
Because when I went to see Alien Sex Fiend last Saturday, more of that later on.
Yeah.
I met the lovely Gianfranco before right. the gig, who is an Italian industrial goth living in London who does an online magazine. And I said that we would promote it for him.
Okay.
On the show, because I think it would be of interest to some of our listeners.
Yeah.
But we haven't got in touch with each other yet.
Right.
What with it only being Saturday? That I saw him.
Right. And what time today's Tuesday?
Is it Tuesday? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, today's Tuesday. So, we will do that in the future. But anyway, it's back to normal because Punky is very happy to be sponsored by GoDaddy.com, of course, Tony.
Yes.
Have you done any research into GoDaddy yet? Do you know anything about them, or is it still up to me to tell you?
It's completely up to you.
It's up to me to tell you. Well, the first thing you have to do, listeners, is if you're online right now, why not check out GoDaddy.com while I'm speaking, because they are an interweb provider type. People would do fiddly buttons things, help you out stuff.
Yeah, domain names and
stuff.
See,
the thing is, it should really be you talking about this, because this is your field of expertise.
Yeah, it used to be. But then, I got quite drunk.
But then you got quite drunk and all the work dried up.
Yes.
But basically, they do web serving, don't they, and web hosting. And
and domain name registration.
And domain name registration, interestingly. Thank you for mentioning that, Tony.
Because, thank you very much.
Because as a listener of Punky Radio, should you go on the site to get stuff from there, if you enter code Punky, that's...
Punky, P-U-N-K-Y...
3.
The number 3.
Punky 3. And you can get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year. Some restrictions apply. See the site for details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Cool. And as discussed, this is of particular interest to our UK listeners.
Yes, because of the fantastic exchange rate.
The fantastic exchange rate. $6.95 is, well, it's about 8p.
Something like that, yeah.
I think it was 80p really last week, but the exchange rate's improved a bit.
Yeah.
But it's very, very cheap anyway. Very cheap. So do that. Go to GoDaddy.com, find out a bit more about it. I'd love to do more jokes in that bit, but quite frankly, I want the money. Tone, can you say something, please?
Yeah, while we're in the selling out mood, and I think we've already mentioned T-shirts.
Oh, do you do that?
Don't forget, we've got a cafe press store. Quickest way to go to it, punkyradio.com. Click on the store link under the home link on the left-hand side, and you'll be taken to our... be whisked away to our T-shirt store. There are four... styles of t-shirt and about 5 or 6 designs on there. Yes, still haven't changed the hug a cow, hug me now t-shirt.
Before I ask.
But I will. Now that my life is settling down and I'm detoxing, I can see it.
Yeah, always detoxing.
Always detoxing. Well, till
and
Friday.
We have just flogged one to the almighty Bobu, as
have
he goes, who's bought a hug a cow one.
Which will be
online soon.
Limited edition.
We've had a photograph of him wearing it.
Oh, right.
Which is an extra thing for you to not do on the website. Basically.
But yeah, that's a good point. If you do buy a Punky Radio t-shirt, just you need to email us in a picture of you wearing it and we'll put it on the site.
We will.
I think there's only about 2 or 3 on there now.
There's only 2 or 3 on there now because you haven't updated it.
Right.
Right. No pressure.
Okay.
It doesn't help that your new lodge is distracting you.
I know.
Now...
with his constant boozing and
now,
detoxing.
I know I said that we were going to just play this song and then we'd back announce it.
Yes.
But I'm actually going to talk about it now.
Oh.
Just because I want people to explain now. That the I had an inquiry about who does the song at the end of the show.
Bunch of cunts.
That
bunch
one, right?
Yep.
And it's by a band called The Scourge. Unfortunately, The Scourge have split up and their website is pretty much defunct. I think one of them checks it from time to time, but I've certainly never heard back from them because I would like to be able... to A, because a lot of our listeners would like it.
Yeah.
I think that they could stick that single on the... You know, you can buy things from MySpace now. You can buy songs
can
from
you?
MySpace, yeah. Yeah, and I would like them to be able to make some money out of it.
Yeah.
Basically. But I just can't get in touch with the fuckers. So it's by The Scourge, but in celebration of that, I'm going to play another track by The Scourge this week that I think you'll like, Tony.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Top Hole, Bottom Hole.
God, we're children.
now, even though they didn't, their website is still up in cyberspace.
Yeah.
So what I want to know is, what is their website?
It's not thescourge.co.uk.
How are you spelling Scourge?
S-C-O-U-R-G-E.
Get in. They spell it wrong themselves. S-C-U-R-G-E .co.uk. It's 1.5 each.
Illiteracy beats me again.
It's 1.5 each.
Oh,
come on. Excellent.
Just play the song.
This is Top Hole, Bottom Hole. I never thought I'd be able to say that.
When I look, I'm curious to see if it winks or if it smiles. In a car park on a bench, I keep thinking of Kim Wilde. I can see the woods from here.
you can have the bomb. I want the top, you can have the bomb. I want the top, you can have the bomb. You can have the bomb.
I like that.
It's nice.
Oh, I'll have the top. You can have the bottom.
Never say that to me again.
I promise not to.
Okay.
I promise not to. So, Tone, we're now into totally relaxing.
Oh, we're relaxed.
And the first stage of sorting out our why we're detoxing.
Okay.
Well, because last Friday, you came down to my show in Itchen.
Yes.
At Woodside Hall. It's once a month. I'll say that. The next show is February the 2nd. Mm. And get down early. It gets busy. It gets really, really busy. And it was it was a good show, wasn't it?
It was a really good
really
night,
good
yeah.
fun. Thank you very much to Gavin Webster and Jeff Green for coming down to do the show. They were great.
Jeff Green was funny.
They were absolutely superb. And our rendition of Breach with Green after the break was one of the best ones.
First one I saw.
We've ever done.
Was
really first good. One you've ever saw, yeah. But... So you must be one of the people wondering what was going on the same way all the other people who were there for the first time were.
No, I was kind of like, yeah, okay. I kind of
basically,
heard it. Yeah.
75% of the crowd every month have learnt the song.
Yes.
And they sing it.
It's like Robbie Williams and Nebworth singing Angels.
It is a
just
bit.
Just different.
It is a bit. It is a bit. I was very pleased once. I went to my mate Stuart's wedding years ago. And we all got the bus on the way back.
Mm.
And people started singing songs on the bus and that. And someone started singing Wonderwall,
right,
and everyone on the bus got through two verses, right, but they couldn't finish it,
right.
And then someone started singing Breach of Green, and they did the fucking lot. How special did I feel? It's only famous locally, but it's fucking great. And it is obviously available on my CD, Paul B's last CD, which is available through my website, lastminutecomedy.com. Price £7, and that includes postage within the UK.
Yes,
yes, and hopefully we're going to work out a way of actually flogging it with something else, aren't we?
Maybe.
PayPal.
Yeah.
That's another one of them things that I'm asking.
Yeah.
Look, Tone, the thing is, you're a bit short on work at the moment. I can actually employ you to do this for me and maybe give you some money.
Well, the problem with PayPal is, not to talk to Bourne about it, was the whole shipping to other countries thing and changing the amount of you charge per country.
Oh, all right, yeah.
There are issues.
All right, there's issues.
So,
issues.
I know. But now I'm detoxing, I can actually form coherent thoughts.
Okay.
It might be all right.
We'll sort something out. We'll
I
sort
just
something
coherent,
out.
Very nearly
I
correctly.
Know. Well done, you must be detoxing.
I must be.
Yeah. So anyway, after the gig, and it was great, and we had a really
good night,
laugh.
Yes.
And loads of people we knew were down there, and it was really good fun. And
a few punky listeners.
And the thing is, there'd been a huge queue from the start, and then we turned away somewhere between 50 and 100 people.
Yeah.
And then I said at the end of the night, right, let's all go to Bombora, which is a nightclub around the corner.
Mm.
And they all fucking did. Which meant I got down there and I had to queue up for ages and didn't think I'd get in. And they were all waving at the window going, wankers. And we got in there, we had a fine time, didn't we?
Yes.
We had a fine time.
And then
we did a bit of a dance, actually.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a dance.
Yeah.
I bumped into friends of the family, Jenny and Alison, who I haven't seen for years. And they were... Their mum and my mum were best mates, and sadly, their mum passed away recently. But I haven't seen them for years, and the thing about them is that they were 3 or 4 years younger than me, and I first knew them when I was 10.
Right.
So didn't really see them or have anything to do with them again, just every once in a while. Because I was 10, and the oldest one of them was, well, one of them was 7, so the other must have been 6.
Hmm.
In my head, they've always been little girls. They've just been... I'm surprised you haven't MySpace them.
MySpace!
No, but they've always been like my little sisters sort of thing, but I only see them once every few years.
Okay.
But in my head, they've never developed as grown women. And they're both really attractive, and they've both got long dark hair, and they're both dressed up really nicely, and they're out on Friday. And as I walked in, they saw me and just both went, Paul! Like that, and I was like, hello, girls. And then I realised it was them. I went, you can't say that, you're children. And Alison turned around and said, Paul, I'm 34 and I'm a doctor. No, you're not. You run around the playground being funny. Well, she might still. So we did that and we had a really good laugh in there and we were really trolleyed, weren't we?
Yes.
Really hammered.
Yes.
And then we left there and we were walking back and we were thinking...
We were going for food. We were going to the pizza place.
We were going to the pizza place and then back...
At about 3 a.m.
Back to Felix's flat. And but then we got waylaid by a flat that had lights on.
And you were convinced there's a house party going on.
So we gate crashed. And there had indeed been a house party going on. But yes. By the time we got there,
there was nothing left.
Was there not any booze, was there?
No.
We just
there's
sat there.
Booze, and there's no one there we knew.
No. Other than that, it's pretty good.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Did we hand out any flyers?
No, because we didn't have any others. Oh, no, did we?
Or did we?
We might have done
we
actually.
We might have handed out some flyers. They could be listening now. So, anyway.
And then we left.
Thank you, anonymous flat party. Sorry we didn't bring anything to it, other than our own weirdness. Then you went back to the House of Pizza, and I found a lock-in.
Yeah, you found a lock-in.
And then I eventually strolled in, and you'd ordered so much pizza you couldn't eat the fucking things.
No, I tipped garlic sauce all down myself.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't, did I?
You breaststroked into it.
I tipped garlic sauce all in my plate to dip pizza into.
And then leant forward.
I leant over to pick a piece and drape myself
just,
in it.
And just stuck your chest in the garlic sauce.
I was wanking. It was 4 in the morning.
Hamboy
I've
was
been drinking since 7.
Hamboy was absolutely pissing himself about that. and then we wake up the next day, late, and discussed everything, didn't we?
Yes.
And it was very funny.
It was a good night.
It was all very funny.
I don't think I could do many of those nights in a row. Hence the problem with the detox.
Well, look. We'll get on with the next song.
All right.
And we've got a bit of time, actually, if there's something that you want to talk about. But I've got to do something anyway, so you can
I've got a message to read out, email
sorry,
I've got.
Sorry, man. Yeah, go ahead.
We got it this morning. Thought I might as well read it out.
Oh, did we?
I did. Yeah. Greetings, Smacktards.
Hello.
This is an email from Dave from Cincinnati.
Hello, Dave from Cincinnati.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Never had much interest in writing until yesterday. You see, I be an old fuck, and I have 11-year-old kumquat. That's kid for you people on the wrong side of the lake.
Yes, on the right side of the lake.
Thank you very much.
It's a fruit.
Anyway, I'm a fireman here in the good old Cincinnati, Ohio, and work with a bunch of Kimblerd.
Kimblerd!
Loving goofballs.
Kimblerd!
Me, the weird one as they say it, have been heard in excitement to shout out, Gooper, Gooper! Well,
randomly.
Yesterday at my boy's basketball game, I coach, one of my co-workers had about 10 other students lined up in the stands, and when we made a shot, they all yelled, Gooper, Gooper!
Good work.
It was fantastic.
That is glorious.
I was the only one that knew what the fuck was going on, so thanks, and keep the punk alive. So Dave from Cincinnati.
Thank you, Dave from Cincinnati.
Isn't
that
nice?
Is brilliant. And you know what? That little message was just enough to get me queued up with the next song.
Oh, always queuing.
Because the new song, of course, is from the Newtown Centres. Because, you know, we said every single band we're playing, we've got something to do with this week.
Yes.
I actually met up with the Newtown Centres for a beer on Thursday. Well, 3 of them. And, Coops, you're a bad man. And, because Felix is the reserve drummer for Newtown Centres when he's allowed to drum, when he's not having his head blown up, yes. Literally. And I said to them that I couldn't find a lot more songs off the CD to play because they weren't really fast enough or were right for us. Mm. And the lead singer said, hey, well, what about Your Mother's Man, track 12? That's quite fast and that's quite good. And I went, fair point, actually.
Right.
So I thought we'd play that. It's from their album, The Reason You're Alive. It's a great album. Some of the tracks on it are on their MySpace page. I can't remember whether they've got a proper website. They might have.
Oh, I can't remember.
But anyway, you can either get them through Sonic-Hub Records or go to their MySpace page, which is?
MySpace.com/SonicHubRecords?
No, the Newtown Centres one.
Oh, they've got MySpace, have they?
They've got MySpace.
The Newtown Centres.
I think it might be Newtown Centres. I'm going to have to half it again.
All right.
But they'll be on our MySpace page. You will find them through there. Okay. So, it's... What is it
so
now?
What the hell's the score
it's
now,
It's 2-2.
Then? Is it?
It's a Desmond.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. It's a Desmond, isn't it?
Okay.
But yeah, because there's been 2 half points.
Yep.
And there've been 2 wonners.
Right.
And this is track 5.
Okay.
It's 2-2.
Oh, mad.
I can do maths when I'm detoxing.
I thought I could. They says 6 beers last night. Tomorrow I'll be fine.
Tomorrow you'll be fine. And tomorrow, Christ knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Right, so let's play this then. This is the Newtown Centres. Great, it's from a great song from a great album. Do get in touch with them and do add them as friends on MySpace. This is Your Mother's Man.
A glue between me and you.
I'm loving the mixing. I really like that. Do you know, that song reminds me not only of Britpop and sort of Blur and that, but of the Kinks as well.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really good song. Make sure you get in touch with the Newtown Centres. They're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Another band who are entirely brilliant, Tony, 86 Feet. We played them on the show last week. And yep. I went to see them on Saturday night at Coco's, which used to be the Camden Palace. And it's been refurbed, and it is a gorgeous venue.
Really?
I want to say it's from the start, yeah. And the way that they organise large numbers of people getting in and out is stunning as well.
Right.
And they've got the cloak rooms completely sorted out, and you get in. I mean, it's expensive for a beer, but it's central London. It's going to be expensive for a beer.
Right.
But I went to a pub called the Hope and Anchor beforehand, which is literally at the back. It's not the Hope and Anchor. It's yeah. just a pub called the Hope and Anchor that is round the back of Coco's. And there was a few football fans watching football in there, and I went in, had to sit down. And I'd chosen not to Uber golf it, and I just had my black suit on, looking a bit smart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And because I was there on a business, kind of, because I was supposed to be interviewing Alien Sex Fiend after the gig. As it turned out, I didn't do, but I did have a chat with them for an hour and a half. It was brilliant.
Right.
And really nice people. And I'm sat in this pub, and it's just slowly filled up with ridiculous... I don't mean ridiculous nastily, I mean, but really over-the-top dressed up. Alien Sex Fiend had asked the audience to dress up.
Right.
And they goffed it up to the max.
Proper party, yeah?
Yeah, and the first people that walked in were from Italy, Gianfranco.
Right.
That I mentioned.
Yeah.
And some other people he was with, who I'm so sorry, but I can't remember their names, other than Massimo Manson. He said, "You must call me Massimo Manson." A nice bloke. And Gianfranco was a top bloke. And they were really nice. And we stayed, and I had a beer. Well, I had 3 pints in there.
Right.
One of which was with them. The other 2 were before they got there, right? Oh, no, it wasn't. I had a pint. Then they came in, and I had another pint because we were talking. Then they went to queue up. I was guest listed. I didn't have to. So I stayed and had another pint, and then swanned out of the front, acting all clever.
Mm.
And brilliant. They said, "You're all clever. Get in." Great. Left all the goths in the rain. Brilliant. So went in, sorted myself out. Forgot to get a wristband to get me backstage.
Right.
But that didn't matter, as it turned out. Watched the gig, and fuck me, what a band. They were great. They didn't get on till about 11 o'clock at night. And they were the only band on. They showed a silent film beforehand, but with DJs, obviously. It wasn't just no noise. And I am Cali Garlic, for anyone who was there. Lobbed out a few flyers. But they were brilliant, because they were doing... It was their 25th anniversary. They're doing a mini 25th anniversary tour.
Right.
And the idea was to play songs from all the way through their career. A greatest hits, if you like, but obviously not just a best of, if you like. And... they opened with one of my favourite Alien Sex Fiend songs called Smells Like Shit, right? And it was brilliant, and I loved it, and it was great, and the stage looked great, and Nick looked great, and Mrs. Fiend looked great, and the guitar player was brilliant, and it was just, I don't know, it was a really interesting show, you know? It was, even though it wasn't outwardly sexual, it was a really sexual show. The pace it was done at, it really sort of throbbed.
The show throbbed,
right? It was just a perfect show. Except that after the first song, and everyone's gone fucking bananas, everyone's been waiting to see him, everyone in the room is a massive Alien Sex Fiend fan, right? Mm. No one's there by accident. You know, everyone's there for that reason. Everyone goes nuts, power cut. Fucked up, totally. Not only was the power cut the last several minutes, but it also rebooted all of Mrs. Fiend's computers and keyboards and that, and that's when you realise what a great band they are, because they covered it, the power cut came back on, and when they roared into each song, as she's playing one song, she's having to reprogram the next one.
Right.
It was really impressive to watch. Because I was high up, because Coco's, it's like, it looks like you can see the opera there, you know, the way they've done it.
Oh, right.
There's the opera boxes, because it's on 4 floors. There's the ground floor, and then every floor above it, mezzanine areas and that, they all look superb. And I was on the top floor behind the champagne bar was behind me.
Oh, was it now?
Yeah, and I was just looking down on the whole thing, going... fuck, I just want to see every band from now on here. It was really great, you know. Anyway,
cool.
They did the show. They had technical hitches all the way through it, but they got away with everyone, you know. They're such professionals. They were so brilliant. And the gig was fantastic. And it's open till 4, and the gig finished. And then I obviously tried to go backstage immediately.
Yeah.
And couldn't, because I didn't have a wristband. So I then had to go back to the front desk. Said, "I'm very important, you know. Where's my wristband?" I went, "Oh, we're so sorry." Yeah. So I got a wristband, went backstage. And backstage area... there's a little bar area backstage, which is really small. Mm. There's 15, 20 people in it, and I swan in. And immediately saw Mrs. Fiend, and she just went, Paulie B! She just knew it intrinsically it must have been me, because I was the only person dressed up differently who was in the room who she didn't know. I went, yeah, it is me, hello. And it was great. I had a really nice chat. And then the rest didn't hear. Everyone was sort of gassing. And there's a little bar. And the bar there was unmanned, right?
Yeah.
And because it's just the rider in a big fridge with a little bar in front of it. Mm. So I went behind the bar, got myself a beer. As I turned around to pick it up, this little girl from Germany, I found out because we had a chat after.
Right.
Right. Said, oh, are you the barman? I went, no. She went, yes, you are. Well, yeah, I'll do best. Right. There you go, there's a bit of German for you. I understand you're getting a bit of German this weekend. That'd be nice. Right. As a... yeah, I'll do best. And anyway, so eventually, I thought, fuck it, I don't know anyone else in here. If I pretend to be the barman, at least I'll meet people. So I pretend to be the barman for a bit and just, get, you know, sir. And because there's only cans of lager in there, so whatever people want. I said, I was going, it's lager or nothing. They went, oh, I'll have lager then. So I was putting lagers out for people and that. And then I talked to a lovely couple of ladies who were originally from Iowa, but have lived in London for 30 years, mainly splitting up with people by the sounds of things, but they were really nice, and they'd seen Alien Sex Machine loads of times. And then as it thinned out, and I'm trying to get them, I gave them flyers. I gave the lovely German lady a flyer as well, because she runs a bar in Berlin.
Punky flyers.
Punky flyers, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then I gave the ladies from Iowa flyers as well. One of them was 48 and looked about 28.
Right.
She was really nice looking and a really lovely woman to talk to. And just, if anyone from the gig is listening, I went down there by myself.
Yeah.
And I was there all night. And I had a great time with everyone. Just, it was really good fun, you know. And then I'd noticed the Fiends had disappeared. And I'd heard that they'd gone upstairs. Well, upstairs was about 8 fucking flights upstairs. And then I walk into a room where they were sat with a road crew. Hmm. And I'm thinking, oh, this might not be too comfortable. Mrs. Fiend goes, Polly B! Hey, went and sat down. And I had a brilliant chat with them for about 3/4 of an hour. As it drew to a close, just said, look, I need to do this 5-minute interview with you. And Nick just fucking lost it. So I said, listen, I was brought up in the East End and I did art and music. No one did art and music in the East End in those days. I've had a hard life. And I thought he was going to break into the start of Lips Can't Go, which goes, I didn't have it easy. No, I kid you not. Lived it all, Stepney Green, all my life. Right. Like, it's the start of the song. I thought, fuck, he's going to do the song for me, a cappella. And he was having a massive go at me for asking him that late. Mm. And I was just loving it, going, oh, he's going to sing for me. So, very sorry about that. But we are going to meet up. They live in South Wales now, and we are going to meet up in the fullness of time. And they might even come and watch me when I'm doing a gig down there. And
right.
I will get the Alien Sex Fiend interview. We will have it.
Right.
We will do it. Cool. Anyway, I've managed to talk for much longer than I expected to there, but it's all right because we're doing all right for time, aren't we? Are we?
We're on 57.
Brilliant. All right then. So listen, how is online dating going?
Oh, Tony's weekly progress update.
Yeah.
It's going all right. It's going steady.
Oh, we should just explain that last week we
last
gave
week
people
was a desperate
the option,
plea, wasn't
didn't
it?
We gave people the option last week to
email Tony for a date.
Yeah.
Because I was, I've started
this is on the ghost
dating.
Train, and obviously that was the dead 60s.
Yes. Forgot to mention that. So yeah, last week we announced that I'm starting internet dating because I need to get out and meet people because I frankly don't get out much.
No, and as discussed, it's a very good way to do things.
Yeah, so I've spent the past week kind of like going on there and you kind of like add people as your favourites and send them messages and stuff,
and then stuff back,
and then they ignore you, and then you find somebody else and send a message.
But you might get the chance to pick up the odd date.
Yes.
But it's not as straightforward as just asking punky listeners if they want to go out on a date with you.
Apparently not.
And just saying, email Tony and see. Because, Tony, you are uniting fans' glands from across the lands. I told you I've got a line for you.
Brilliant.
I would take you for a cockolate milkshake.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so last week we asked if anybody here wanted to date me or anything, just send me an email. And I did get one.
You got one?
So, online dating, £50 for 3 months. None.
Punky.
One shout out.
One.
So, 1-0 so far.
So, it's Punky 1, internet dating 0.
Yeah.
But she sounds like a really lovely woman.
A girl called Steph from Germany is
coming
to...
Yeah, because we would like to make out that we don't want this to turn into some suspicious, dodgy thing,
no,
do we?
No.
And she's an adult. She's from Germany.
She's coming over here for
some
job interviews.
She's flying in for a date, isn't she?
Pretty much. Yeah, so I'm going to see her Friday night.
Brilliant. Like, I hope it goes, really well for you.
Yeah, it should be good.
So, and, like, you're going to take some fashion tips and etiquette tips from me.
Apparently. And London tips, because I have no idea what...
But more importantly, London tips. Because
London's a long way away.
You've hardly ever
been
there.
Who knows?
Well, Tony, it's but a day's ride.
So that's very interesting.
From the Bunky Bunker.
I'll let you all know how it goes next week.
Yeah, and if anyone else would like a date with Tony, just in case this one doesn't work out.
Why not?
Email tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email, sorry it didn't work out, how about a punt on me?
Yeah, why not?
Or fancy going for a cocklebit milkshake?
All offers considered, must be female and must be legal.
Yes, must be female, and you mustn't mainly concentrate on the under 25s at the moment.
No, that would be wrong, wouldn't it? I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, if you are female, single, over 25, I know that this is a bit of a search engine going on here, and prepared to put up...
Not necessarily over 25.
Okay.
Over 18.
Over 18. Oh, fucking hell, what?
Because I'm still in my 20s.
That is true, yeah.
Really?
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Right, so anyway.
Yes. Email tony@punkyradio.com.
It doesn't matter where you're from in the world, but realistically, you're going to have to meet him in the UK.
Yes, I'm not flying.
Yeah.
London I can travel
but
to.
But Tone, I don't think you're going to need one. I think this one could be the one. You never know.
Okay.
Stranger things have happened.
Okay.
Haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yes. So anyway, let's get on with the last track.
They're talking riddles.
Yeah. So every single band that we're playing this week have got something to do with the show, as discussed. So why not finish with the first band to ever send us a CD, Zombina and the Skeletons. I've been to see them a couple of times now. They're a fantastic band. In fact, we booked them for one, didn't we? They're a fantastic band. Their latest album is called Death Valley High. They very kindly sent us a copy. I strongly recommend you get in touch with them. They will be on our MySpace Top Friends this week. And also, we haven't mentioned BT Podshow, have we?
No.
They
would have played their stinger there at the start and the end.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. All right. And they have got their own big website with lots of stuff to do on it. What is it?
Zombina.com.
It is! You've won! Tony 3, Paulie being the Internet 2. And Punky's winning. Punky 1.
Internet Dating 0.
Internet Dating 0.
Although there's some sign on that front, so maybe by next week that might even out.
And it's you that's benefiting from that as well. It's a double whammy!
Tony always wins! That time.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm one of life's winners.
I don't know about that either.
Anyway, the song, God.
Just to finish off, right, we've played... It's been a random selection of titles, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone That's Cool Is Dead. Oh, then Only Boring People Get Bored. That was quite good. See That Girl. Actually, no, it does make sense. Everyone That's Cool Is Dead, but then Only Boring People Get Bored. You see that girl? Yeah, but Top Hole, Bottom Hole. I don't know. She reminds me of your mother's man. Thank the Lord, then, that Janie's got a Dissolvo ray.
Was getting tired of people laughing all the time.
Sorry about that. I was just running fag.
That's all right. No worries. Glue a podcast here. It's all right.
That's great. That song. It's a great album. It's a really good mix of songs on it. So anyway, that's about it. Thank you very much for listening to Punky Radio this week. I've already picked after music for next week.
Yeah.
In a rare fit of activity. Must be because I'm detoxing.
Detoxing.
I'll make up for that. Actually, you know, I'm not going to be drinking much this weekend. This weekend, I'm doing a gig in Southend on Friday. I fucked up a bit. Then on Saturday, I'm in Chester.
Alright.
I'm doing the Joker in Southend on Friday, for any of you that knows. I'm doing Alexander's in Chester on Saturday. And then I'm doing York on Sunday, the land of Fat Boy, but I can't remember where it is.
Right.
But I'll try and get around to sticking it on my website or something, or I'll email you, Fat Boy. But if you're listening, and anyone else, because we've got some other listeners in York.
Right.
From cool. When I did a gig up there before. But I am doing a gig in York this Sunday. And I'll be driving all of them, so...
Blimey.
I'll be detoxing. Always detoxing.
Always detoxing.
I'll have to make up for it on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes. I'm not. I'm going to stay with the judge those nights and go out Friday night and drink.
Yeah, okay.
And then Saturday night, I've got my cousin's 21st to go to. So that's another drinking night. But
excellent.
Until then, I'm detoxing.
You got your date Friday.
Date Friday.
Yeah, how exciting. Make sure you visit our MySpace page. Make sure you go to punkyradio.com. Make sure that if you don't get the chance to listen to, excuse me, our shows by downloading, that you can hear us on Hussy Skunk every Sunday night, 6 p.m.
EST.
EST.
Yeah.
I think I need some EST on a trip to the moon. They did Dead and Buried, man. They did a lot of my favourites, yeah. They did Ignore the Machine and R.I.P. as an encore. And I asked them why they didn't do any more, because everybody wanted them to do more encores. And there was a time noise limit.
Right.
They had to come off at one. Otherwise, I think they'd have stayed on, because even though it was really hard work, you could tell they were enjoying it.
Yeah.
And it was packed, you know. It was just brilliant. Make sure you listen to Total Talk Nonsense and air out my shorts. Make sure you visit our BT Pod Show page and try and make it good, because we can't.
No.
Make sure... Oh, iTunes. We do want your iTunes reviews.
Yes.
We do want them. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! So then he fell asleep with his tongue in a bum. It was unbelievable.
Who would have thought it?
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.